Can everybody? Yeah, you guys can hear me now. Yeah, happy Father's Day. Some of us have kids that are already out of the house. Some of us literally just started again yesterday. Yeah. So, yeah, as everybody knows, we did have our son, Atlas Daniel Berman, yesterday. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Mom and thank you. Mom and baby are doing great, so they should be coming home within the next couple hours. So it'll be a blessing to have them at home. My kids, act like you're excited if they tell you, because they're super excited to tell everybody. They asked me this morning, they were like, "Can I tell people?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yeah, you can tell everybody." Okay, good. I'm going to tell. They thought Diane was teaching, but Ruth is over there. But they told her as soon as she came in, "Could I tell you something?" So they're super excited. So act surprised if they tell you. So want to give you guys some updates. I'll go through the announcements first, and then I'll give you updates on Ethiopia. So VBS, we are having VBS this year. Yeah, round of applause. The theme is Wild About Jesus, Rainforest Encounter. So that will be held here August 2nd through the 6th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 for ages 3 to 12. And then on the 6th, we are having a family night that night that will be, we'll have a meal and a craft to do that night. And that night, it will start at 6 or at 5:30. Do you guys still need volunteers? So is there a sign-up sheet, or do they just see somebody? Okay, so if you would like to volunteer or help out, see Miss Karen. Yeah, she just put up her hand, in case nobody knows. Women's ministry, next Sunday, July... Oh, the next meeting will be Sunday, July 11th, after service, with a potluck luncheon. All ladies are welcome. So again, that is July 11th, and it is a Sunday. Our upstairs kitchen is getting an update with a new stove, refrigerator, and flooring. So if you like, yeah, praise the Lord, we need that. So that is awesome. If you would like to give towards this project, please just designate that on your envelope with the word kitchen. Thanks in advance. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of update for Ethiopia. As many people probably have realized by now, I was supposed to go over, but I decided not to at the last minute due to some circumstances here at home. But I've been their liaison, the man in the middle, for them here. And we just found out this week that there was a reason that God kept me here.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was to help them raise some funds with some unexpected circumstances that went over there. So everybody knows that we were going to go over. We were actually going to put in, we purchased a well pump while we were over there. And we were actually going to put in that well pump to have fresh running water throughout the whole entire compound that we helped build or put in. Last time we ran all of the water lines, so this time we were putting in that pump. Well, whenever they got there, they found out that the well dried up. Now, they don't know if somebody did it, sabotaged it purposely, because in this community they are surrounded by a bunch of the Muslim faith, so they're strongly being opposed against, and Satan is doing everything in their power to combat against us. So they don't know for sure, but regardless of that, we know God's work will be done. So what they went about and did is they got a surveyor out yesterday to actually survey the land. They said that they have to go about 75 meters to 120 meters. 75 meters And this is drilling a new well to find the fresh water. 75 meters, they said, will last about 10 years. If they go 120 meters, they said it could last 30 to 50 years. So they're leaning more towards going to 120 meters. Wendy, if there's anything that I missed, because I'm sure you're updated just as much as I am by your husband. That is one nice thing is they have, the Wi-Fi has been a lot better than it was previously, the year that we went. I've been able to talk to them every day as has Wendy. So, that is a blessing. So they just had it come out and surveyed yesterday. They're getting a custom wet couple estimates. So we don't know the price as of yet. But before they had the surveyor come out, they actually had an Ethiopian Water Authority person come out and make sure that they were allowed to do it. And he estimated the cost to be about 10 grand. He didn't estimate it to be any more than that. So we're just waiting for the actual estimates to come in from several different contractors. So I don't have an update on actually if it's going to happen yet and how much it is, but as soon as I find out, I will let you guys know and update you guys. I believe we're going to take a love offering for that. So if you would like to give towards that, please feel free. We're just asking for God to open up hearts, open up minds. And then Wendy has something to say.
Sure.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, this is going to take place. The well is going to go in.
Yes, they are going. They said that the well is going to go in, and we're stepping out on faith that God is going to provide.
Yes, 120.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so 75 meters is roughly, they said, about 200 feet. And then 120, I know it takes a big leap because of the differences. It's about 360 to 380 feet that they have to go down. And like I said, the further down you go, they said the longer the well will take to dry up. Because over in Ethiopia, I don't know how many people know this, but they only get rain certain times of the year. It's not like here where we get rain throughout the whole entire year. If anybody knows anything about California, California is the same way. They only get rain a little bit throughout the year. So the further they go down, there's more water available. So.
All right.
Anybody else? Is there any questions? Hey, Norma? As far as I know, I don't know all the details about that, but they're hoping that they could get estimates within the next week. And then they think they're about a month out of before they would even be able to drill the well. So with that being said, there's probably going to be another ad hoc trip over to Ethiopia to inspect or just to make sure that nobody's being taken advantage of or anything like that. At this time, I think it's only going to be Ashley and Ishatu that go over for that second trip. But, that's all I know as of right now. But as I find out more, I'll let everybody know. Anybody else? So we have roughly, I did not count when people told me that they were going to give in the offering this week, I'm not counting that towards what we have right now. So with outside of the love offering and what people are going to give in here, we have roughly $6,400. Yep. So, again, no matter every dime, I think Miss Rhonda said, every dime, no matter big, small, it all goes, it's all helpful, it all goes the same place. God will bless it. He can make a little into a lot. So, we're just stepping out in faith, and we're, Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given.
Hallelujah.
So, that's what we're doing.
Yes.
And I thank everybody. I can't thank everybody that has given so far. Thank you so much. I am writing down each person's name. And I'm working with something with the missions team. We'll have a little bit more. We like to do something for the people that we're giving. And I'm writing down each of the names. You will be, not that you want to be recognized, but we are going to do something special for you because, God has blessed us, and we want to be able to bless you guys.
You will get a bottle of water. We're going to have you pray then. Ushers will come. We're going to take the offering now.
I need to come up with those things like that. That was pretty good.
We want to thank you for giving. We appreciate it. And I know they do. Bear has been there and worked with those people. And he knows how appreciative those people are of what we do.
Oh, yeah. They just to give you a little bit of update, what my mom said is when they found out how much money we just raised in literally 24 hours, they said that some of them started crying. Because they are just super grateful and knowing what this is going to do for their community and what their, and not just the church community, but the whole community. Like something that we take, I said this in a post, something that we take so for granted, just running clean water. Like they have to walk miles to get because they don't have it or they have to get bottled water. And that's just another expense. And most of them over there, the average, what they told me, the average income, monthly income for like an average family is like 30 U.S. dollars. It's insane. So, yeah.
Go ahead and pray.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, dear Lord. We just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, dear Lord. We are all your children, dear Father, no matter if we're here in the States or if we're overseas, dear Father. And I just pray, dear Father, that you will put a special blessing, dear Father, on all the people that are over there right now, dear Father. I just pray that the Holy Spirit just continues to keep moving over there, dear Lord. And I just pray that you will allow the community in that area, dear Father, just to be transformed because of what you're doing through these people and through your Spirit, dear Father. Dear Lord, we just bring this offering up before you, Lord. I ask that you will bless this offering. As we said earlier, you can make a little into a lot. No matter what is given, dear Father, we are holding and standing firm on your promises that if we ask, it shall be given, dear Father. And we know it's according to your will, dear Father, and it's what you want.
Jesus.
We pray that you will allow you will open the hearts and the minds, dear Father, of the people here and the people over there and just be able to give whatever's in their heart to give, dear Father. We just pray that, again, that you just bless it and that you just be with each and every one of us, dear Father. We just love you in your holy, precious name. Amen. Okay, and now it's for the pastor.
Well, happy Father's Day. We do welcome our phone church and our live stream. Pray that God will bless them. Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter 18. Looking at verse 29. Psalms chapter 18 and verse 29. For by you I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask, Lord God, that you will bless it. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your touch. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will just continue to minister and to bless every father. Pray, Lord God, that you will touch them. And Lord, we will thank you for it in thy precious name. Amen. And every father, you feel free to get a candy bar off of the table back there. Maybe it'll just make you sweeter. I want us to look at today as Father's, this is Father's Day, the challenge of fatherhood. Other known as don't give up. The challenge of fatherhood is competing in a race that one is striving to be the best. We welcome Ruthie back. Pray that God will continue to bless her. It is a challenge of preserving and also conversing and saving the values and the traditions of one generation to another generation. Maybe we could call it the assurance of continuity, the uninterrupted duration or continuation of a plainly endurance. And we need that today. The ability to withstand hardship or adversity. And there's a lot of hardship and adversity in our day and age. In a society that's motto is, if it gets hard, leave, we are in need of fathers with strength, backbone, grit, and stamina. Fatherhood is a challenge. It is. It is not for whining, belly-aching grumblers. Not at all. Consider the first-time father who was taking his turn at feeding his baby some strained peas. Naturally, there were traces of food everywhere, in the floor, the ceiling, and especially on the baby. His wife comes in and sees the huge mess. She looks at the baby, then at her husband, who appeared to be just sitting, staring off into space, unaware to the whole situation. She asks, "What in the world are you doing?" And he replied, "I am waiting for the first coat to dry so I can put another coat on." As Dr. James Dobson tells us, parenting isn't for cowards. Raising children is not for the faint of heart. Some fathers can talk a good game, they can, but it is performance that we understand that counts. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6, many people claim to be loyal, but it is hard to find a trustworthy person, a dependable person, a reliable, a faithful, responsible person. It's hard. If anyone has a reason to keep on keeping on, the Christian father has that reason. Because everything that he does for God counts for eternity. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So hard work is absolutely necessary to being a successful father. In Proverbs 10 and verse 4, the New Century Version, it says this, A lazy person will end up poor, but a hard worker will become rich. Wow. So why is it challenging at being a father today? Why? As the writer who wrote, "It's tough to be a 3-speed dad in a 10-speed world," he said this: when your kids have boundless energy and you can hardly wait to take a nap, when your kids need a haircut and you wish you still had hair, and when your kid's idea of dressing up means putting on faded jeans with holes in them and they tell you it's style, and when they laugh at you for wearing a wide tie but would never dream of wearing any tie at all. Wow. So where's the challenge? Where is the challenge? It's a challenge to keep a family intact and spiritually alive in a world which neither respects God, nor honors His rules, nor listens to old-fashioned values that our forefathers did, have profoundly discovered to the simple and helpful principles for, of course, a Christian father. Now, as we look at this, and we understand it in the challenge, and I don't know, some people like a challenge. You know, that's why, you know, those different types of games, that Rubik's Cube, you know, and Rhonda's parents used to have these, they were bent nails or something, and you tried to, it's just something's wrong, you know. But some people like a challenge. In the challenge of fatherhood, there are strength that will help us. There's strength. Am I a disciplined father? That's a good strength. Am I a disciplined father? Am I organized? Yikes. Am I organized? Do I see things through to completion? Wow. Am I a patient person? Do I value others and make them feel significant through encouragement? Do I think things through before I do or say something? Am I a happy and content father with a good attitude about life? Boy, if there's anything that our children need to know, they need that. They need to see that we have a good attitude of life, because there's some fathers and parents that don't. Am I a happy and content father? Do I believe in myself? Wow. Do I believe in myself? We must also, I believe, evaluate our soft points. And here are some soft points. Do I have a hard time keeping commitments to God, myself, family, and others? Do I have that hard time? Do I find it hard to stay focused in order to finish things? Do I? Am I impatient with my wife and kids? Do I criticize my wife and kids by pointing out things that they do wrong? Do I simply go along for the ride when it comes to family things? Do I blow up and yell or say things that cause hurt in my kids? Am I unhappy? Do I complain a lot? Do I have a low opinion of myself? These are things that we need to think about. You see, in the challenge of fatherhood, dealing with these things will help you to be a better father. And it don't matter how old you are or how old the children are. We can all be better. One challenge that fathers might face is the passing on of their mantle. other known as maybe they're it's a cloak, but it's a cloak that symbolizes authority. There's a little brief synopsis of a meeting that was between two men in the Old Testament, found tucked away in the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. Let me read this little to you here, just a little bit here. So Elijah found Elisha plowing, and he passed by him, and he cast his mantle upon him. The ministry of Elijah was very vital to the kingdom of God back in those days, like it always is. The prophet understood that he was nothing more than a link in the continuing chain that ran from creation to eternity. So when he was gone from this earth, there would have to be another to replace him. And you'll see that in that account there of 1 Kings chapter 19. That's exactly what took place. And he found his successor. Elijah found his successor in a man called Elisha. Excuse me. Without Elijah, there cannot be Elisha. Without Elijah, there could not be Elisha. Other known as we understand, without the teacher, there's not going to be a student, right? And without the leader, no follower, who in turn, as a follower, becomes a leader. Exactly what happened with those two. You see, the writer of Proverbs gives us the dynamic here in Proverbs 11:24. There is that scattereth, that in the scattering brings about an even greater return of the same. This is what Elijah will do, as we understand it, through Elisha. That's what's going to take place. He will call him. He will do that. He will train him. He will spend time with him. And by God's command, order, and pass on to his spiritual children even greater potential than he ever had. For in the scattering, whenever you scatter, what happens? There's an increase that takes place. And I believe today, as fathers, our greatest legacy that we have will not be an insurance policy or a mutual fund. Not at all. In this ever-changing world, it will be the scattering of our time. Wow. And energy. Takes energies as dads, right? Sure does. Takes time for dads. In the hearts of our family. It will be the placing of your spiritual mantle. Your spiritual mantle upon the shoulders of our offspring. You see, Elijah left Elisha with his mantle, which is, of course, the symbol of miraculous relationship with God. I believe that Elisha wanted that kind of relationship that Elijah had with God. And it is significant that I believe that Elisha wanted that mantle desperately, because the scripture says in 2 Kings 2:9, "And it came to pass that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit become on me." I believe that, fathers, you have so lived your life before your family that your offspring sincerely desire to have your spiritual mantle. I believe every Christian father wants their child to grow up and be spiritual? Do they want your God? Does our children want our God? Do we live a life that they see that they want what we have? Do they value your spiritual life so much they want that life that to be duplicated in their own life? Is your Christian life attractive to those around you? Is it? Elisha would have followed Elijah anywhere, because there was something that Elijah had that he wanted. He would have done anything necessary to obtain the old prophet's approval and also his legacy. He would have done anything. Everything about Elijah was valuable to the young prophet. Very valuable. Everything. And he wanted that. You don't have to be a Billy Graham to impact your family. You don't have to be some great person down through history or even as far as the scripture goes. You only have to be what God has called you to be. That's all. No one on earth can impact your children as you can. Nobody. They can't impact them the way you can. Dad, you have a great harvest field yourself. You do. When you don't give up, you cannot fail. If you don't give up, you can't fail. One father said this, if the new American father feels bewildered and even defeated, let him take comfort from the fact that whatever he does in any fathering situation has a 50% chance of being right. Wow. Isn't that great? Not 60-40, not 70-30, 50-50, you got a chance of being right. Now, the funny thing about that is my 50-50 don't work that way. I can come to a stop sign and say, which way should I go? And I go that way, and it's always wrong. But it comes down to it as that, though. It happened some years ago that a most urgent and unusual invitation came to a person, came to a man to visit a military academy, in which the students had rebelled in the hope that possibly that this man might be of service to the situation. You see, the students had struck out in everything, lessons, study hours, drill. And the principal handed this man a large number of telegrams, which had come from the parents who had been wired regarding this situation. There was a situation there, and the kids were just failing out. So they wired the parents, and they received these messages. And so these messages were condensed through which one could look into the various kinds of boys' homes and the parental relationships connected with them. One father wired his son and he said this, I expect you to obey. Another said, if you are expelled from school, you needn't come home. And then another one said, I'll send you to the institution if you are sent home. Another said, I'll cut you off without any money if you disgrace the family. These are the messages that these boys were receiving. But the best message was expressed in a brief words that said this. Steady, my boy, steady. Steady, my boy, steady. And then he wrote, Father. That's the telegram that his son received. Steady, my boy, steady. There was a man, that man, who believed in his boy. And probably there is no greater influence upon a boy who respects the spirit of his boy and treats him like a man. Steady. Steady. Wow. Are we there yet? Are we steady? You know, there's things that that happen and take place, things that we would like to take back, maybe said things should not have been said, did things should not have been done. And once in a while, we need a telegram to come, steady, steady, my boy, steady. What great words. I want you to go back to Psalm 18 and verse 29. It says this, for by you I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Wow. Wow. You see, there is a great challenge today. And there have been down through the years, just not today, but down through the years. You know, my parents, you know, they had challenging times. Rhonda's parents had challenging times. Seemed like every generation had challenging times. But I believe that God is saying to us, and as fathers, steady, my boy, steady. I believe God is telling us and sharing and showing of what value it is to be a great father, a Christian father. Oh, do we make mistakes? Yes, we do. Have we blown it? Yes, we have. But I'm glad for the forgiveness of God. I'm glad. You know, maybe you're here and you say, boy, you know, I never had a good father. You know, I wouldn't even want to tell you what, you know, maybe some people might look at. I wouldn't even tell you how my father was. Maybe you didn't have good experiences. But the greatest thing is right now is we can be a good father. We can even be good grandparents, right? No? Oh. Because the greatest thing about grandparents is you leave them with the parents. That's just as good as sliced bread. Steady. The challenge of fatherhood. Don't give up. Don't give up. There is too many people. There's too many fathers out there that give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Like the little boy that was out in his backyard and he's throwing up his ball and he's trying to hit it with the bat. And he said, strike one. Then all of a sudden he'd get the ball and he'd throw it up again. Strike two. And then all of a sudden he'd pick that ball up off the ground he'd throw it up in the air and he'd say, strike three. He struck out. And then all of a sudden he said, boy, what a great pitcher I am. Steady. Steady. What a great pitcher I am. One of the greatest things that I had as a father was I liked sports. You know, that's, you know, and some fathers don't care for that. But I, you know, something that God gave me that I just liked sports. And I'm so glad I did because I would been dead tired a long time ago. But God has given to each and every one of us something to help a child. Every one of us, He has given us something to help a child. It might not be sports. It might be, usually when you're young, you have to go somewhere during the day to receive an education. What is that? Oh, that's school. Maybe it's that. Larry, he said it. But you know what I mean? There's something we're all good at. If it's just listening. It's just giving wisdom. Don't have to go out in the backyard and throw a ball around, you know. There's something we all can do. And we can all do it even better than we are. Father, we love You and we thank You for everything that You do, for everything that You're going to do. And Lord, I pray a blessing upon our fathers. I pray, Lord God, that You will touch them. Help them, Lord, we pray at this time. Minister to them, Lord God, we pray. Help them, Lord God, we ask. And Father, we will give You the glory. We will give You the praise. We will magnify You. We will glorify You. And I pray at this very moment, Lord, would You, I pray a blessing upon our fathers. I pray that You'll bless them, Lord. Lord, we don't know what each and father goes through. But Lord, we know that You do. And Father, I just pray a blessing upon them right now. Minister to them. Meet their every need. Provide for them. Give them the strength that they need, Lord, we pray. And Father, we give You the glory and the praise. In Thy precious name, amen. I wanted to get this amount. If somebody can go down to the counting room. We have somebody going down, so if you just hold on for a little bit, hopefully they got a mount. We want to share it with you. Hallelujah! God be the glory, right? He is good to us. He is good to us. Blessings and blessings and blessings He bestows upon us. And I know whenever the team gets back, as the other morning, whenever we found out about this, Bear and I were standing on his back deck, and we were talking to Harry and trying to get some information of what was going on and what taking place. But I know when they come back, they're going to have some great, great stories of how God has worked and moved. And we thank the Lord for that. We just pray that God will continue to minister and to bless and help down there. We don't know what, you know, they go through as far as Mr. Bear. You know, you go ahead. So do we have a total altogether? Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand? Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your blessing your people. And Lord, for us to be able to bless these people in Ethiopia. Lord, we pray for our team that's down there. Lord, I pray that you will bless them this week. I pray, God, that you will protect them. And Lord, as they travel home even, I pray that you will bless them and help them and protect them. Lord, we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Happy Father's Day.